The sound of conversation, utensils clanking, flat tops cooking, and generators running is the sound of a busy food truck. According to MobileCuisine.com, the first food truck roamed the streets of East Los Angeles in 1974. This year, food trucks are estimated to be a $2.7 billion industry. Background music plays to entertain visitors as the Central Michigan University Research Corporation hosts its weekly Food Truck Friday. Erin Strang is president and CEO of the CMURC. She says the event has grown.
Well, when we started it 5 years ago, we really started it to help one in particular food truck get started. And so it's great to see the evolution 5 years later that we continue to be able to help support the food trucks and the local businesses.
David May is a worker with the Grubhub. The truck sells their version of burritos and fried Oreos. He says they have been in business for 3 years, and Mount Pleasant is just one of many stops.
We're actually available all around the state. Actually, we go to Frankenmuth, we go to many festivals, you name it.
Local customers say they're happy with the experience.
Just the atmosphere and like all the options, and just the people here just want to be here and they're happy.
I just got a regular hamburger, but it was a really solid hamburger.
That was CMU senior Madison McNamara and junior Jordan Kreger. McNamara is a food truck veteran. It was Kreger's first visit at the Friday event. 140 miles to the north, the roar of portable kitchens can be heard in Petoskey. The back lot opened 2 months ago, with an open area that currently hosts two food trucks and a bar inside a renovated warehouse. Emily Grigiak works at the Cheese & Company truck. They make specialty grilled cheese sandwiches. Think a pepperoni pizza grilled cheese with pesto. She says business has been going well since they've been here.
Food trucks are, they're on the rise, they're getting more popular. They've kind of been like a taboo type of thing until recently. I think it's been helpful, like the festival community and all that, and more people are going to music festivals, so food trucks are becoming more of like a mainstream type of thing, and I think it'll be on the rise for a while.
Kendra Allmacher is the line cook at Happy's Taco Shop. She says some people expect food trucks to have inadequate cooking areas and subpar food, but she begs to differ.
A lot of times people expect our food to be like super greasy, like fast out orders and stuff, but a lot of the food trucks I've seen these days have really high quality food, really good, really fresh ingredients, and really diverse menus that you don't even see in a whole lot of restaurants around here.
Natasha Dale is the general manager of the back lot. She says although they've only been open a month, business has been steady.
I think it's getting more and more popular. In a conservative town like this, where it's kind of hard to get things passed through city council, it's pretty impressive that we got it done. So I think if it's able to thrive here, that it can keep spreading everywhere.
One industry website says some food trucks bring in $200,000 in annual income for their owners, helping to make food trucks a driving force in food service around the U.S. This is Xavier Mendoza with WCMU News.